Afghan President Hamid Karzai says today's Taliban attacks in the capital Kabul on the U.S. embassy, NATO headquarters, and Afghan government buildings will not stop the U.S. drawdown of troops. The police in Kabul say this is the first time that all parts of the city are under attack. There have been reports of injuries after Taliban suicide bombers took position in a 15-story building that overlooks the U.S. embassy compound and military headquarters and began firing rocket-propelled grenades. We spoke with Washington Post reporter Ernesto Londano earlier today. He said unlike parts of the country, Kabul isn't used to this.
Kabul historically has been spared the brunt of the war. So Kabul does not have a huge presence of American and other foreign forces that could be deployed to react very quickly and in great numbers to an attack like this.
Washington Post Associate Editor Rajiv Chandrasekaran is with us from Washington. And Rajiv, Ernesto, went on to say that U.S. forces are helping out with helicopter cover from the U.S., NATO flights helping out. There's been reported that troops might come in, U.S. troops might come in from Bagram Air Force Base. But still, what do you make of this attack?
Well, it is a coordinated attack that's aimed at trying to show the Afghan people that the Taliban can still strike wherever they want to and in the heart of the capital and in its most fortified district. And I think it's an effort by the Taliban also to try to project globally that they still pack a little bit of a punch, even though at this point there are reports of only minimal casualties. It doesn't seem like, you know, they were able to succeed, obviously, in breaching the U.S. embassy compound or the NATO headquarters, but still a very sort of symbolic attack at two real centers of power in the Afghan capital.
Well, and still, we're hearing from Ernesto, everyone hunkering down, talking to each other on their BlackBerry, the Taliban hitting a school bus, students injured. And people saying to Ernesto, why doesn't the government, our government, let us go fight these terrorists ourselves? So a couple questions. First of all, where did the Taliban get all this ammunition? This has been going on for a while. And secondly, how much following do they have in Afghanistan?
Well, it's not hard to get a gun and some ammunition in Afghanistan. The country is literally awash in armaments, and new supplies come in from neighboring countries all the time. So there's literally no difficulty for the insurgents to get the raw materials they need to conduct these sorts of attacks. In terms of public support, it's a very mixed bag. In Kabul, there is very little support for the Taliban. They have really enjoyed a degree of prosperity and progress, fueled largely by international assistance in the tens of billions of dollars over the past year. And you know, some of these attackers were climbing on top of a tall building that was being built. That's a sign of the new sort of construction boom that's taking place in the city. But it's a different picture in rural communities where they feel that they haven't been beneficiaries of this largesse, where insecurity is still very rampant. They feel that the Afghan government is more corrupt than they are helpful to them. And so this rural insurgency, which is, as we've talked about before, has been able to make real inroads in other parts of the country, is now trying to sort of demonstrate its strength by conducting these attacks in the capital. And this is just the latest in a string of attacks. The Intercontinental Hotel was hit earlier this summer, as was a British cultural center back in June.
Yeah. Well, but still, what is your sense, your educated sense, but also if you've been speaking to people today, of what this means? Is it the last gasp of insurgents, or is it rising power?
Well, you know, I know both the Afghan government and the international military command would like everyone to believe that this is the sort of last gasp of desperate Taliban fighters in the wake of the U.S.-led troop surge over the past few years. But I think what it shows is that despite extensive security efforts that have been undertaken by the Afghans with help from the international community, they've still been unable to secure Kabul, which is a city that isn't predisposed to the Taliban. You know, these are the sorts of attacks, not in this scale, but there are literally dozens of Taliban attacks that take place all over the country every day.
Yeah.
But when they hit in the capital, of course, it makes much bigger headlines.
A different story.
It's hard to Yes, it's hard to see that this is a last gasp.
Washington Post Associate Editor Rajiv Chandrasekaran, thank you as always.
Pleasure to talk to you.